This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to beneficiaries through video conferencing today, marking a monumental milestone in the country's rural empowerment and governance journey. The property cards will be distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Our correspondent reports that the scheme aims to drive the economic transformation of rural India by providing property owners in village abadi areas with a record of rights. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 31st of this month. The session will commence with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st of January. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on the 1st of February. The first part of the budget session will be held from the 31st of this month to 13th of February, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th of March to 4th of April. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized the need to strengthen the country's offensive and defensive responses in view of growing tensions globally within the defence and security landscape. He said the complexities of a country's defence forces are increasing with time. He was addressing an event organized to commemorate 2024 as the Year of Naval Civilians in New Delhi yesterday. The Odisha government has signed 8 MOUs with Singapore-based organizations for collaborations in different fields including skill development, green energy and industrial park development. The MOUs have been signed at Bhubaneswar in presence of Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Manji, and Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam. President Shanmugaratnam has been on a 2-day visit to Odisha since yesterday with a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament and senior officials. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly will take place today. The nomination process for the Delhi Assembly polls ended yesterday with a total of over 1,000 candidates submitting their papers. Monday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting will be on 8th of February. The Enforcement Directorate or ED has attached 142 immovable properties worth 300 crore rupees in a MUDA-linked money laundering case allegedly involving Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and others. The attachment is part of a money laundering probe into alleged irregularities in land allotment by Mysuru Urban Development Authority or MUDA. The ED said the action was carried out in the case under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. Mumbai police questioned a carpenter in connection with the knife attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan at his Bandra residence. The carpenter was questioned at Bandra police station yesterday as his facial features matched the suspected attacker. Police investigation is underway. Doctors have said the actor is recovering well and has been shifted out of the ICU. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said police have got several clues in the case and the culprit will be arrested soon. The International Monetary Fund or IMF has retained its growth projection for India at 6.5% for next two financial years, 2025-26 and 2026-27, holding that it is in line with potential. The IMF stated this in its latest update of World Economic Outlook released yesterday. According to IMF, India maintains the fastest growth rate among the world's largest economies. Prime Minister Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said dense to very dense fog conditions are likely to continue over northwest India till tomorrow. These conditions will prevail during the night and early morning hours in parts of UP and West Rajasthan today and in Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till tomorrow. And in the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will face South Africa in their respective semi-finals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. Women's match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. followed by the men's semi-final at 8:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.